This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the Democrats running for president agree on one issue, but show big differences on others. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The seven Democrats taking part in the PBS NewsHour Politico presidential debate in Los Angeles all agree with the impeachment of President Donald Trump, but the differences emerged as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren criticized a recent California fundraiser for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that.
The mayor replied he was the only one on the stage not worth $1 million or more.
If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate following his impeachment. But as AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as real vindication. He will see that as a real sign that he can triumph over great adversity, over the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
That's Julie Pace reporting. And for more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization says insecurity and lack of access and conflict-ridden parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo remain major threats to ending the Ebola outbreak there. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health officials are concerned progress made against the Ebola outbreak in the North Kivu and Ituri provinces could come undone because of ongoing fighting among dozens of armed groups. The World Health Organization says the deadly virus has been cleared from 25 of the region's health zones. It says an average of 4 to 10 new cases a week have been recorded in four zones in recent weeks. However, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Mike O'Ryan, says there's been a big increase recently in the number of cases in North Kivu's Mabalako zone. He says there is real concern that continued transmission of the virus in Mabalako could potentially reinfect Butembo, which would be a major setback to Ebola containment efforts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two volunteer firefighters died Thursday while battling wildfires ravaging Australia's most populous state, New South Wales. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons spent the night consoling the families of the victims.
People who have weakened immune systems, who are pregnant or are 65.
The Rural Fire Service said up to 40 houses could be destroyed southwest of Sydney. Cooler temperatures provided desperately needed relief on Friday, but the scorching temperatures are forecast for the weekend, with Sydney's western suburbs expected to reach 113 degrees Fahrenheit. And congratulations are in order. 2020, Thursday night at the Mohegan Sun Expo and Convention Center in the state of Connecticut. Schreier told the crowd during introductions that she plans to pursue a doctorate degree in pharmacy. And just recapping our top story, seven of the Democrats running for president agreeing on one major issue as far as President Trump's impeachment, but show big differences on others. And President Trump said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate following his impeachment. But as the bureau chief for the AP, Julie Pace, reports, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats appear to be in no hurry to grant that.
Country here.